This morning, art patrons are still kind of processing that the Spalding House in Makiki will be put up for sale. The community stands to lose an exhibit space for modern art. HPR's Noe Tanigawa is joining me here in the studio to talk about that and more.
Well, yeah. Kind of a shock for just people floating around in the community, but clearly something that had to be examined, and the board has been looking at that. They just kind of costed out the benefits and costs of that aging location up there in Makiki. Used to be the home of the founder of the Honolulu Academy of Arts, right, Anna Rice Cook, and became that when Honolulu had its terrific contemporary art moment, it was the contemporary, and a lot of people spent some great time up there. But cost benefits, the trustees decided, look, we need to concentrate our efforts on the campus on Barataria. So that's what they're doing.
Right. So, but there will be less exhibit space for modern art, contemporary art.
Yeah. Well, you know, people have been getting used to that, though. You know what I mean? I mean, how many people have been up to the Spalding House since it was not the contemporary anymore? People have been kind of getting used to the idea that the main exhibit spaces are down here in town on Barataria, and they're going to try to focus their money and energy on the education center there and on the main campus. And you know, last time I did talk to when they had an executive director, not interim, they had plans for developing the campus there on Barataria Street quite a bit more, another education section there that they were having. In fact, John Hara do plans for. So, you know, there's a lot of changes, and they're thinking, however, that the community will understand this move on their part.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. Big development on the art scene.
It really is, and we do miss that space. It was a fantastic place to see art. And by the way, they're going to have a lot of events coming up this fall time. They're thinking they probably won't be choosing a realtor and really getting it listed until maybe early part of next year. So there'll be events through the fall time, and people will be getting used to the idea, I guess. And you can always go up there and enjoy the exhibits. You know, right now they've got some recent acquisitions up there. Head on over to David Hockney's little room, you know, L'Enfant et les Sortilèges, the Children and the Charms. And, of course, they've got the cafe up there going strong.
Yes.
It's open from 11 to 2, Tuesday to Sunday. And the gardens are great. You can even sign up and get a picnic made for you and enjoy the grounds while you can. Mm-hmm. Yep. Changes in store, but this is understandable. By the way, there are a number of works from the estate of Jay Jensen there on view right now at Spalding House. But I want to take a kind of a view of some different shows going on around town, Catherine.
Let's do.
You know, another one fun place to go is right on the slopes of Diamond Head, Ars Cafe. It's a terrific place to grab a iced Earl Grey, as I did one morning, and check out work there by Lauren Trangmar. I mean, think botanical illustrations, except that she's doing diagrams and illustrations of things that we love in Hawaii, like a poke bowl. Remember, I showed you how she blows it out, yeah, and it shows you how to put the slippers, all that kind of thing. It's really fun, and it's there with the 3D diagrams as well. She's got a spam musubi in a bell jar there. I think you'll enjoy.
Yeah, and it's a great place to get cup of coffee.
It sure is.
And a snack.
And, you know, Roland Longstreet's the host, the manager, kind of the resident dreamer there at Ars. And you could often see him sketching in his sketchbook in a corner there at various times of the day. Well, he's busted out of the sketchbook and onto the walls of Mori by Art and Flea there at South Shore Market right now. And show's called From Now On. It's got a little wistfulness to it. It's just some lovely, loose, fluid strokes of paint and drawing. Fun stuff to see there with all the other local artisans at Mori by Art and Flea. And, you know, while we're there at South Shore Market, you know, in the corridors, all around there in the public spaces, they're part of the new Shape of the Wave to Come gallery. How's that? Mark Kushimi is the curator of this gallery. You might remember he was the editor-in-chief of Contrast Magazine that started in 2009. It was a Honolulu art and design magazine that Mark and some of his design buddies started up because they just did not see any hip happening design around them in advertising, in logos, on T-shirts and magazines. So they got together and they created it themselves. And Contrast was really a nexus for a lot of this new way that Honolulu wanted to see itself for a good amount of time. They wanted to show that there was great design happening here in Honolulu. And at the time, his big questions were everybody's big questions. How are we going to make a living at this? How are we going to change our passion into a business?
How did you stop your second job? All those types of things are all the things that I was interested in, you know, because those are the things that's going to help our creative community grow.
Did you find the answer?
Hard work. You got to take risks. You got to have hard work, you know, like sometimes you can't live your life by plans. Unfortunately, from what I learned, art is a business, you know.
But you're living now as an artist.
Yeah.
Okay, you did it. You're an artist. You're like a freelance.
Well, I take photos for a living, but they're client work photos, you know. So, like, I don't really think of them too much as being art.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But you're in your field.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't complain.
Yeah, yeah.
I found a way to still have things I'm passionate about in my workflow.
It's kind of like being an adult. This is adulting happening here, Catherine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I asked him about health care and everything. He pays hundreds a month for that. But he says life can still be interesting in this town because of the community we've got here.
I love it because of the support, you know. I think people are willing to try things because the community is willing to support it. You know, like my friend Kainoa Grusney, his girlfriend just had a show at a Puni space that opened on Thursday, and a lot of it was yarn and glue sticks, you know. And if you haven't checked that out, you should check that out at a Puni. It's amazing. There's people who might look down on that, you know, but I mean, everybody loved it, you know, like, and I love it. I love the creativity of it. I like taking chances, you know, and I think in Hawaii's creative community, you're able to take chances.
Hey, how's that, you know, as a different way to make progress? I mean, because a lot of times, you know, it's that cutthroat competition kind of one-upmanship that motivates people. But here, maybe we do it differently. Aupuni Space, there on Awahi Street. It's open Wednesday 2 to 7 and Saturdays 11 to 4, okay? Now, look, there are a lot of other shows that opened at the Honolulu Museum of Art at First Hawaiian Center. Hadley Nunez is there. Some terrific ceramics by the Hawaii Potters Guild people. They are terrific over there. And there's a show called Glow at the Honolulu Museum on Barataria. Head in there and look at Tony Osler's tiny little circus. I think you'll love it.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Oh, there's so many things. I'll have to write them online.
Well, I've seen some of the pictures, and they look very intriguing, so I want to go down and catch that.
Oh, you'll have to head all around town, and I'll have a route set out for you. I'll put it online.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks so much, Noe. We've been chatting with Noe Tanigawa about the latest on the art scene, including the news about the sale of Spalding House up in Mikiki.